Track 7. Monkeys that live in trees also walk on all fours, but use their feet and hands to grip branches instead of holding them flat on the ground. If you tried to climb a tree, you'd find your hands to be much more useful than your feet because humans have evolved a highly inflexible foot. It's terrific for high-efficiency two-legged walking, but it can't bend to grab tree branches or flex inwards at the ankles to make climbing up a tree any easier. In addition, the monkeys of South America have a special adaptation that helps them get around in trees even more easily. Can you think of what it is? It turns out these monkeys can use their tail as a fifth limb, wrapping it around branches and even hanging from it, allowing them to get around faster and reach fruits that are sort of out of the way. Gorillas and chimpanzees get around slightly differently. They also walk on all fours, but their knuckles contact the surface instead of their palms. Try walking on all fours again, but this time bend your hand into a half fist first, so that the backs of your fingers touch the ground, but not the back of your hand. Does this work any better? Why do you think chimpanzees and gorillas knuckle walk like this? To look for answers, let's pretend to be primatologists and directly compare the bones and the feet of humans and chimpanzees. Pick up the two foot models and try to compare them as best you can. What are the major differences that you notice? What can you tell about the length, angle, curvature, and position of the toes? What about the position of bones in the ankle?